Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Let's begin our broadcast today by reading to you from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and a tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. Let's go to worship this morning. We're going to do a praise and worship service for you this morning, and we want you to join right in with us. Here it is, 7 a.m. in the morning, and maybe you just gotten out of bed, you got that first cup of coffee, and you're getting ready for the Lord's Day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. So today, we're going to be doing some praise songs with you. We want you to join right in with us, and let your spirit go to God. Bless the Lord, David said, O my soul, and forget not all of God's benefits. So today, we're going to let God bless our souls down deep within. Now, just because you feel good, it doesn't mean that you're blessing God. We want you just to reach down into your innermost being and let go and let God bless you so that you might be a blessing to someone else. All right, let's get right into our broadcast now.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today, do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time. Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Now, our Father, we do thank you for today's broadcast. We thank you for the sick and the shut-in that are listening this morning. We realize, Lord, that sickness and death invades our ranks, and this is a day you've made for us. And yet, Lord, we awaken sometime to tragedies. We awaken to days that we would much rather not face. But then again, if you be for us, then who can be against us? So we pray today that you reach out through our praise and worship service this morning and bless the soul that needs a blessing. God, reach right down into the inner being, most being of that person, and really bless their heart. May we be a channel of blessing to you. May we feel the Spirit of God move across these airways. And God, if you said it, we believe it. And if you spoke it, I believe that you will bring it to pass. And Lord, the sick, the shut-in. And God, this broadcast has been used for thy glory. Use me, spend me, as my good friend Brother Ben Payton says, that you may use me for the next 30 minutes, that I may be a channel of blessing into the hearts and lives of many people. In Jesus' name we pray, the greatest name above all names, the name that is above all other names, that name, the Bible said, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, in Christ Jesus, the Lord of the kingdom and the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenues, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view. After
to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through. Look for me. I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much. After you've been there 10,000 years, a million, maybe two, look for me, for I will be there too. Look for me,
Notice what David said here in verse 2. Forget not all of God's benefits. You know, the devil would like for you to think that God don't care. As a matter of fact, have you ever had that feeling, does anybody care? Does anybody feel my pain? Does anybody feel my suffering? Jesus faced the circumstances of life. He became a human person. He became the God-man. He became God, yet he became man. And he became man, and yet he was God. The incarnated Christ. And yet he felt your pain. He felt your sickness. He felt your trouble. He felt your stress. He saw your struggle. He seen every tear that you cried. He sees all the sorrow that you have. I think one of the greatest inspirational verses of the Bible was when Moses went down to bring deliverance to the children of Israel. He had doubts within his mind and uncertain feelings that he just couldn't perform what God was asking him to do. But yet God encouraged Moses by telling him this, I have seen their tears, I have heard their prayers, and I am now giving them deliverance. You see, we can't forget that God has many benefits. Notice that David said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? I like that old song says, where could I go but to the Lord? Who can forgive my sin? You see, sin is my tragedy. Sin is my heartache. Sin is my problem. Sin is my bad situation. Sin is the trouble that I have in my life. How many times have I faced a lot of troubled waters simply because my sin became greater than I? You see, when sin becomes greater than I, then it becomes the possessor of our soul. And when it possesses our soul, then we are entangled with all of the cobwebs of sin. I mean, sin, sir, is a tragedy in our life. Our sin has become greater than we are. The Bible said we run sometime when no man pursueth. What is he saying? We run in every direction, but yet we are struggling against our own sin. The Bible said we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. And so Jesus does forgive us of our sin. God is the only source that can deliver man from sin, who healeth all thy diseases. Because the Bible has already confirmed that God is the healer. The Bible has already confirmed that God is the great physician. Job cried, what have I done, God? Have I sinned again, God? And sir, today we must remember and realize that it is not God that's putting the pain and the pressure upon us. Job's trials and temptations was allowed. God allowed Satan to tempt Job in every point, in every circumstances that was possible. Yet Job came through his circumstances, and he became successful more so in the end of his life than in the beginning. Because, you see, God does heal all of our diseases. Oh, maybe God is not healing your cancer. Maybe God is not healing your heart condition. But there is a divine healing that goes beyond man's physical healing. God is the divine healer. Just because you're still sick, do not doubt God. Have faith in God. Have faith that God still can touch your body. Have faith that God can still heal your body. Now, God has many ways and many means of doing that. But then again, God is the healer of all diseases. He redeemeth my life from destruction. You see, I don't face destruction. I may face some mishaps in life. I may face some troubles and struggles in my life. But, sir, the devil cannot have my body. I remember that my sisters, when I was going through my bout with cancer, I was in the hospital, one dilemma after the other. My sister called me one day with encouraging words. She said, the devil can't have you, and God ain't ready for you. And I want you to know that today, because, you see, destruction cannot follow my path. I walk with God. I talk with God. We visit together. We pray together. We seek new journeys together. We have new visions, new hopes, new ideals, simply because God is not going to let my life end in destruction. I'm not talking about not dying maybe in a car wreck or maybe meeting some tragic death. But I'm saying that God will deliver my life from destruction. He will crown me with loving kindness. And today, God's kindness is much greater than what the world can get. You see, mercy brings on love and kindness. Loving kindness brings on mercy. Because, you see, God, in His loving kindness and tender mercy. God's mercy is great, sir. Listen, as Paul said when he prayed 3 times, Lord, deliver me from the thorn in my flesh. But yet God said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Learn that, sir, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it in salvation. You're going to need it in living. You're going to need it in dying. God's grace is still sufficient. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Nothing but good things can happen to a child of God. The Bible said all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to His purpose. Now, you see, my battle is not to defeat the devil. My battle is to believe everything this blessed book has said. If God said it, I believe it. And even though I don't believe it, it's still forever settled in heaven. Because, you see, that is why God said that He renewed my youth like the mighty eagle. I can soar in the worlds I've never been. I can go higher than I've ever been before. I can see things, dreams, and visions come to pass that I've never seen before. I can see things happen if only I will let God reach down, bless my soul from the very most inner being in my spirit. My spirit is what reaches up to God. My flesh has no desire to worship God. But my spirit does. And when my spirit is in control, then my body will also be under the submission of that Holy Spirit. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. In other words, every fiber of my soul, every fiber of my mind, every being that I am, reaches out to the God, the Creator of this universe, and says, God, I love You because You first loved me. You gave Your Son for me. He died at Calvary. He defeated, He defaced the devil. He stomped him. And said, now it is finished. And because God did a finished work at Calvary, sir, you can now live a victorious life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in within me, bless His holy name.
I know that the Bible says, when you've done all that you can do to stand, just stand. I know it's hard sometimes to look through these 2 stained eyes, still see the scars in those hands. But just you keep this in mind, that hope seems so hard to find. Surely you've not reached. Down, Jesus can still be found. If you try at all, just look to Him. Look to Him for the only, when sorrows make lonely, all the days when the night is closing. Can vanish the midnight, all back the sunlight. So how would it end? Look to Him. Now I know that questions can, Lord, they can get so hard to understand. But then you know I know someone that knows it all. As I see every little sparrow fall, yet He's so big He can hold the seas with just one hand. He's so big he rides on the breeze it blows. Yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartache, all the trouble that you're in. So when life seems everything but good, why remember him? 'Cause he's the only one that could. If you'd only dare look to him. Look to him, for he only, when heartaches make lonely, all the days when the night is closing in. He can banish the midnight, he can call. Just a few, but on the golden streets of glory,
celebrations, banners waved, and it made news in heaven when I got saved. For the angels were rejoicing and the hallelujah rang when Jesus touched my life and I was changed. Everyone in glory surrounded, they knew my name was written down, for it made news in heaven when I got saved. Not long ago a beggar, but now a child of a king. While this old world, it just shrugged its shoulders, you know it didn't mean a thing. Oh, but it was God's approval that my spirit really prayed, and it made the headlines in heaven when I got saved. Oh, the angels were rejoicing and the hallelujah rang.
Well, I trust today that you have enjoyed the broadcast, the praise and worship service. We just felt within our spirit that that's what we need to do. I'm a man that believes in minding the Spirit of God. If I do a broadcast here and I don't feel that it is the wanted broadcast that God would want, because if it's not reaching out and reaching into the souls and stirring the hearts and the lives of people, then I don't need to do it. I don't need to waste God's time. I don't need to waste your time. We need to be doing what Jesus called us to do. And I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support. Will you support me? Stand behind me, because the load has become heavy. This starting this 202, it's really started off with a struggle. But together we stand, as divided we fall. Well, goodbye. Be good. And may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
And the choir is singing, just as I am. Then as the old song has been played, people at the altar kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sin. Some are fighting battles, struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, friend. Waiting just for you. The time has come to give them to the Lord. You can give your burdens to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. A father is praying with his son. Mother kneels beside them, thanking God that they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives they're being changed. Those that call upon him.
Jesus returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. That's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Don't carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus, he's waiting, friend, waiting just for you. Come quickly now.